Stop 4, Stonewall and Birch Grove. Across from the bench is the same historic stone wall which we observed in the distance at stop 3. It has likely been here for 150 years or more. Feel the rocks, which may be warm if they are in the sunlight. New England has many old stone walls dating to the 18th and 19th centuries. When farmers cleared the land for agriculture, they piled the rocks they had dug onto the edges of the fields. To create a pasture, a farmer would fell the trees and clear the land just once, creating a rock wall just one or two stones thick. If the land was used for row crops like corn or vegetables, a farmer would clear the land each year for planting, uncovering more and more rocks, which were then piled onto the stone walls. The wall here is just one or two rocks thick, indicating that in the past, this land was used as a pasture. New England stone walls around row crop fields are sometimes 4 or 5 feet wide, from years of plowing and rock clearing. Many of the rocks in this stone wall are covered with light green lichen, which is not very easy to feel because it is so tightly bound to the rock surface. There is also some darker green moss, which feels soft and fuzzy. Lichens are not a single organism. They are actually two organisms living in a very interesting type of association called a mutualism, in which both species benefit. One of the organisms is a fungus, which provides a surface on which the other organism, a blue-green algae, can take hold and grow. The algae produces sugars through photosynthesis, which provides the fungus with nutrition. There are other types of associations between organisms in which one species benefits while the other is harmed. Parasites are an example of this. There are also associations where one species benefits and the other neither benefits nor is harmed. Can you think of an example? Here's a hint. Where do many birds lay their eggs and raise their young? If you guessed a bird's nest situated in a tree, you are correct. Some birds will nest high in a tree for safety, but the tree is not harmed and does not benefit by the presence of a nest. Behind the stone wall is a grove of white and gray birch trees planted here many years ago. Continuing on toward stop 5, go 35 feet and notice that the trail passes through the stone wall. From that point, go another 102 feet to stop 5, which is located at a large white tree on the left.